Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, Penny, thanks for calling in for Text Roulette. This morning, the question was, has anyone listening benefited from being on the Are We Dating the Same Guy group? Penny, what's your experience?
I haven't done that, but I trusted my gut instinct, and that's what she should do. Because I dated a guy for almost 9 years. Did not know he was married, but I had three people keep telling me he was.
Wait a second, Penny. 9 years and you had people telling you this? What made you think that they weren't telling you the truth? Why did you go through the relationship for that long?
Because he kept showing me paperwork that he had been divorced. But come to find out, he was not divorced. He was still married. And when I found that out, because I accidentally met his daughter, and she told me everything.
What? So how was this guy playing you that long and still had a wife? Were they estranged?
Yeah, kind of. They never lived together.
What kind of marriage was that?
Who the peanuts knows?
Who the peanuts knows? I don't know what you're going to say there. I was ready to hit the dumb button, girl. Okay, so how did the daughter know that you were dating her dad?
Well, I went to his house, and his supposedly ex-mother-in-law lived there. And she answered the door, and I said, well, is so-and-so here? And she's like, no, he's at work. And the next thing I know, his daughter walks up behind me to take her grandma to a doctor's appointment. And I was like, she's like, well, who are you? And I was like, well, I'm your dad's girlfriend. And she's like, how's that? He's married. And that's when the whole conversation started. And I was like, oh, okay.
So it took three people you didn't believe, but the daughter. How did you believe that that was even the daughter? Because you went to the house and you knew that that's a house that was tied to him. Now, what did he say and how did you confront him?
I confronted him and he was like, oh, well, the church won't let us get divorced or get an annulment. He tried coming up with every lie in the book. And I said, I'm sorry. See ya. Bye.
Oh my gosh, Penny. 9 years of your life with that person. And what? Yeah. So your gut was what? That other people were telling you or what else just seemed off about this guy?
There was just a few things like, you know, lying to me like, oh yeah, I'll be there at this such and such time or never shows up. Always had an excuse. Different things. Show up for dinner and he's not there. At a restaurant.
But Penny, okay, your friend Elizabeth here talking to you. Why would you let somebody treat you like that? And why would you be in a relationship with someone for that long, regardless if he was secretly married or not?
Because the way he treated my daughter. You know, my daughter really liked him. She looked up to him as a father figure.
Oh, my gosh.
And I didn't want to break her heart.
So there's heartbreak for both of you through this.
Yeah, there was. And by the time she was old enough to realize what was going on and I sat her down, she was about 17 at this time. And I sat her down and I said, look, I said, he's lied to the both of us. You know, you got to not trust somebody so wholeheartedly, but yet you do because you think that this person is going to be with you for the rest of your life.
Because you want to believe that. Now, that were there ever questions about marriage between you two?
No, there was never that because I knew him before I started dating him, but I never knew his wife. I never met his wife because everybody, some people would tell me that he was divorced. Some people said he was still married. And I just, you know, I just brushed it off.
Oh my gosh, Penny. So you, I imagine, have some major trust issues now in any relationship you're in after being through that with a guy that was secretly married and you didn't know.
Yes, very much so. It takes me a very long time to, even as regular friends, to trust you.
I don't blame you for that. And how do you work through that?
You just go to counseling and you talk it through and you pray to the God upstairs because he's the one that gives you the faith and the strength to get through it all.
Yeah. Wow, Penny, your experience.
She needs to trust somebody who's telling her. She needs to trust her gut instinct and go with her heart and what the Lord is telling her.
Yes. Yeah. And that was the original question here with Text Roulette. Has anyone listening benefited from being on the Are We Dating the Same Guy group? It almost feels like, Penny, you should have been on that group.
We didn't have that back in my day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but go with your gut. You can't go wrong with that. Go with your gut. I am sorry to hear you went through that, but are you doing well now today?
I'm in a very committed relationship now.
All right.
I'm up here in Milwaukee taking care of my dad. I live in Texas. I've been doing this for 7 years now.
Okay.
Going back and forth, trying to get married, but, you know, dad comes first.
Dad comes first. Well, and thinking of you through that, too. It's hard taking care of older parents and all of that. Those caregivers. You guys go through a lot. And Penny, thanks for sharing and being a part of this conversation to help out somebody else. We're glad to hear, though, things are going better for you and hopefully also for your daughter. And enjoy your time here in Milwaukee.
Oh, I am. Trust me, even though this weather needs to stop being bipolar.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling in, Penny.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, what a story. And if you have more you want to share, we are talking about it online at facebook.com/991TheMix. But if you have a question you want answered, send in those questions. We might read yours next on the air. The number's 414-432-1099.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.